to the untrained eye, they think we just, you know, we might just jump out in the ring and go to running around. And it's so much more than that.
Kansas' biggest rodeo is underway. The Morning Blend's Jeff Liker speaks with rodeo clown and barrelman Cody Sosby about the festivities on this episode of the Post Podcast.
We've got a quick little press release here that I've been kind of going over here before we got you on the phone here. Going to be performing at the, well, is it called a performance at a rodeo? Okay.
Yep, a performance.
Perfect. First time working Kansas' biggest rodeo in Phillipsburg, kicking off today, tomorrow, and on Saturday.
Yep, it's my first time in the Phillipsburg. I've rodeoed in at pro rodeos in the PRCA for almost 20 years now, and this is my very first time in Phillipsburg. So I've heard from other rodeo contestants and cowboys, cowgirls that's been to this rodeo. It's a little town and everything, but this rodeo is iconic on the pro rodeo circuit. Cowboys, world champions come here, world champion stock. It's really it gets a lot of street cred on the rodeo circuit. So I'm glad to be here, and I come into town about 4 a.m. this morning, and and the lights were on or the rodeo grounds were on. I stopped and looked at it, and It's just awesome. I'm super pumped to be here.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a legacy rodeo too, and it's the 93rd year of this rodeo. How cool is that?
Yeah,
absolutely. Yeah. So Cody, go ahead and give us a quick little background on who you are and what you'll be doing at the rodeo.
Well, I've been rodeoing. My dad was a rodeo pickup man. My mom was a barrel racer, and I just tell people I had no choice but to rodeo. I competed in high school and college. I rode bucking horses and bulls, and then competed professionally riding bucking horses for a while. And one time I was at a rodeo, the clown didn't show up for whatever reason, and the committeemen got together and just asked me if I would fill in for the clown during the bull riding event, which I was scared to death. I was like, oh, no, you know. But I dressed up. They dressed me up in makeup, and I just got out there and acted silly, let the bulls chase me. And I had a pretty good time, I'm not going to lie, and they paid me. And I thought, oh, my gosh, clowns get paid? And so I filled in a couple more times, and that led into a 20-year career of being a rodeo clown. I get to go to Canada, Australia, been to Mexico, and all over the United States. And so it's been a blessing and a great job to do. It's a different job. It's not the same. I call it making funny money. But it's landed me here in Phillipsburg, Kansas, for this big rodeo. And I'm excited to be here.
That is really, really cool. I've always wanted to really get into just talking to a professional rodeo clown, because I mean, you know, going to the rodeos as a kid, that was always my favorite bit. And the same with the circus. I just always liked the funny men and everything like that. And the fact that you were just kind of shoved into it, if you will, and it just ended up falling in love with it. That's awesome. And it probably takes a special breed of person to get in there with a one ton bull barreling down you and everything. So has there any in 20 years, has there been any real close calls or anything like that
there's plenty of close calls. And I tell people, they ask me about what I think about my job, and I said, well, we're kind of like a stage comedian, just any other comedian on stage, only we have a 2,000-pound bull on our stage trying to kill us the whole time we're telling jokes. And in a nutshell, that's kind of the way it is. But bull riding's super dangerous, and not every bull out wants to hook us and get us down, but there is those times where on a Thursday night performance they may buck 15 bulls, and for whatever reason those bulls woke up on the wrong side of the bed and they're cranky and in a bad mood, and they're tired of gas prices and their electric bills due, and they're just mean and they want to buck and run over somebody. And it's dangerous, but we train for this. We watch these bulls, we scout them on the internet, YouTube. We kind of try to look at them, see their patterns, their me and the bullfighters will get to the rodeo early. We'll watch them in the back pens and their mannerisms, and that's kind of some inside baseball. But you know, to the untrained eye, they think we just, you know, we might just jump out in the ring and go to running around, and it's so much more than that. Mm-hmm. But in a nutshell, it's still unplanned. It's you're riding a bull that's untrained, and mm-hmm. and we just take it as it comes, and try to help the bull rider get off safe and get to the fence and on to the next bull.
Yeah. And with your experience riding Broncos and things like that, you mentioned in high school, I've talked to a lot of rodeo people in my time here, and they always say the same thing. And I want to see if you have the same insight. That is the longest 8 seconds of your life, typically speaking.
Yeah, it is, and it's fun to talk to people that don't really. That may not understand a lot about the specifics of rodeo, but they're like, well, 8 seconds, that's not very long. And I was telling my dad that one time when we were branding cattle at the fire and we were branding, and I said, you know, people are always giving me a hard time saying, you know, 8 seconds, anybody can do that. It's not very long. He said, son, stick your foot in that fire and count to eight and see how long it is. So that's what I tell people. The old adjective, they'll say 8 seconds is an eternity in a rodeo arena. So, mm-hmm.
Yeah, absolutely. Cody, we are running a real quick short on time and everything like that, but is there anything else that you want to kind of add into about the Phillipsburg Rodeo and people can expect when they get out there?
Well, I just want to invite them out. Rodeo is a great family sport. There's something going on at this rodeo for 8 years old to 80 year old. Mm-hmm. It's Americana. It's still a great American sport for the family. They're going to say they're going to play the national anthem. They'll say a prayer before that rodeo. There'll be red, white, and blue, and there'll be cowboys and cowgirls landed on the line, competing, giving it all they got, and it will be a great show to watch. So I just invite everybody to come out.